Welcome to the Van City Midweek Podcast. Today, we will spend time in prayer and meditation using the Lord's Prayer as a guide. When his disciples asked him how they should pray, Jesus offered them the Lord's Prayer, a simple yet powerful way for them to center themselves on God's kingdom and the work he is doing in the world, to ask for provision, forgiveness, and protection from the enemy, and to direct their worship to their Heavenly Father. Today, I will read a line from the prayer and then offer reflections and prompts to consider as we ask the Spirit to speak over us and take time to listen to what he has to say. So, find a comfortable place free from distractions. Then, take a few deep breaths and invite the Spirit to speak to you as we consider the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, your name be honored as holy. Our Father is the creator of all things, and his presence fills the expanses of the heavens. He is wholly unique in all the universe, but still he calls us his children. He brings us into his family so that we can share in his uniqueness and be shaped into the image of his Son, Jesus. Ask the Spirit how you can be a unique presence in the world today as a representative of God's kingdom, so that our Father's name will be honored as holy by everyone you encounter. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God is breaking into this dark world, and our Father has called us to stand as lamps on a hill, shining his light for the world to see. Ask the Spirit what it looks like for you to bring the kingdom of God into your spheres of influence today. How can you bring the light of his kingdom to your family and friends, your work or school, to your neighborhood and city? How is God calling you to participate in his will being done in all the earth? Give us today our daily bread. Jesus said, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" Our God delights in providing for our daily needs, and we can come to him as children to a kind Father in faith and with the expectation that he will meet us with our daily bread and so much more. Grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Ask the Spirit what he wants to say to you about how you trust in the goodness and provision of your Heavenly Father. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. The Apostle Paul wrote that Jesus did the unimaginable He died for us while we were still sinners, while we were still God's enemies. He chose to love us by giving up his life, and he chose to forgive us even when we didn't deserve it. Forgiveness can be a difficult thing, but Jesus calls us into his way of life, the way of love and forgiveness. Spend a few moments reflecting on all the ways God has forgiven you and shown you mercy. Then ask the Spirit how you can, in joy and thanksgiving, extend that same forgiveness to those around you. Is there anyone right now that God is calling you to forgive? And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Though our enemy and accuser prowls around us like a hungry lion, our Lord is stronger still. Jesus is faithful to give us his strength and to protect us from the evil one. Right now, ask the Spirit to clothe you in the armor of God. Imagine that you are putting on the truth of God like a supporting belt around your waist, and the righteousness of God like a strong breastplate on your chest. Sandal your feet with readiness so that you may proclaim the gospel of peace wherever you tread. In all situations today, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the enemy. Place upon your head the helmet of salvation and take in your hand the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Imagine what it looks like to face the day dressed in the armor of God. God, we know that your kingdom is the only true kingdom, and that all the power and glory belong to you forever and ever. Spend a few moments in quiet worship, giving all glory to God, thanking the Father for his provision, his mercy, his protection, and for calling you to participate in the life of his kingdom. Jesus, thank you for teaching us how to pray. May we continue to learn from you and be empowered by your Spirit to walk in your ways. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Van City Midweek Podcast. To find out more about what we're up to, visit vancity.church.